Sorry, date the 28 Rabbin of Soy Lipchitz.
A very good morning. Today's Shia is dedicated to the Nishmas of Yaakov Yosef and Menashe Yehuda Zecherinu Livracha. Today we're going to discuss the sources of the names of the Chodesh according to the Luach HaEvri, the Hebrew calendar, and to what extent the usage of these names has an impact lahalacha. We're also going to get a chance to look at the source from Mevarchin HaChodesh and specifically understand why the current month is referred to as Mar Cheshvan. In Sefer Yetzira, by the Gra, he writes, Shneim Oso Chadoshim Bashono, Nisan, Iya, Sivan, Tammuz, Av, Elul, Tishri, Cheshvan, Kislev, Tevish, Shvat, Adar. However, when it comes to Mevarchin HaChodesh, we use the name for Av, Menachem Av, and Cheshvan we call Mar Cheshvan. Why? Torah tells us in Parashat Shmos, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chodoshim. The Ramban says, Rashi also, everyone holds the same opinions, who mitzvah rishayna shetziva kadish baruch es yishar al-yay Moshe. This was the first mitzvah that Klal Yisrael were given through Moshe. Ulefim Rashi, says the Ramban, lochem loima. What does the pasuk mean when it says, achidish hazeh lochem? Shekidish achidish tzarech beiz din mumchin. That's number one, that when it comes to kiddush achidish, lochem, Moshe, and that in Kiddush HaChodesh and on Moshe V'Aaron, Kiddush HaChodesh has to be done by Beis Din Mumchin. V'tam HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Reish Chodoshim comes along the Ramban, and the Ramban wants to give us the time of the Kra. What's the reason behind it? Yimnu Kol HaChodoshim Sheini U'Shlishi Atashlu Mashonu B'Shnei Mosel Chodesh, says the Ramban, that the idea is to count each month. First, Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. That's how we count them. Kedei, in order of that what? Sheyiyeh Zikorin Banes HaGadol. When we count the months, first month, second month, Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, the idea behind that is that it reminds us of the Nes HaGadol, meaning the Golas Mitzrayim, which took place in Chodesh Nisan. And says the Ramban, you go throughout the Torah. The Torah either, we've got examples when the Torah refers to the names of the month, Torah uses a lashon, b'chodesh ha-shlishi, b'chodesh ha-sheni, b'chodesh ha-shvi. And the idea being, just like the days of the week, we count Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, all to bring us to, according to Shittas HaRamban, is a mitzvah to be zeicha, the nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim through each day of the week, and it brings us to the Bris Olam. In a very similar way, says the Ramban, that when we refer to the months, they're referred to as Rishon, Sheni, and Shishi, because they're Rishon from Klal Yisrael going out of Mitzrayim. And the Ramban says that even though we know that the year begins when? Machlekes, Rabbi Shua and Rabbi Eliezer in the Gemara Neir Shoshana, and we take on like Rabbi Eliezer, B'tishri Nivra Olam. So in theory, the year begins when? In Tishri. Nevertheless, when we count the months start from Nisan. Because Nisan is Zeichli Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zikara Negula Yisimu. Ukvai is Kir Rabbi Yisimu. Says the Ramban further. V'amru Shmois Chadoshim Olu Imonu Mi Bavel. He says that the names of the month that we have today came up with us from Bavel. At the beginning, there were no names for the month. It was Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi. As we explained, the reason is because it is Zecha Legulasenu. Yeah.
Didn't the Torah say, Chodesh HaAviv? The Chodesh
Beautiful, beautiful, absolutely. The Torah did respond, say, use that word Chodesh HaAviv, because that is more to describe to us when the month itself needs to be in, rather than a description of the actual month. That means that we always know Chazal were ma'abed the Beis Din always ma'abed Hashana based on the idea that Pesach always has to be Chodesh HaAviv at the time of spring. Says the Ramban further. We never had names, because the reason was it was always supposed to be Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rishon and Sheni will reveal that idea. Listen to the words of the Rambam when we came up from Bavel. It was fulfilled, that what the Yirmiyahu said, we'll no longer say Chai Hashem, who took us out from Mitzrayim. Chai Hashem, who took us out from the Golos of Bavel. And therefore, says the Ramban, Chazanu Likrei Achadoshim B'Shem Shenekorim Baritz Bavel. From that point onwards, we started naming the months based on how they were called in the land of Bavel, to remind us that Hashem took us out from that Golos. And he adds, says the Ramban, these names, Nisan, Iyar, etc., are all Persian names. And the Ramban continues, and those of you who go through Loshon V'nach will actually find that there are months which are mentioned in Yirmiyah, Beginas Esther, in Nach. Generally we find Kislev, Teves, Shvat, Adar, Nisan, Sivan, Tammuz, and Elul. They are all referred to in Nevi'im and Ksavim. Iyar in Nach is referred to as Chodesh Ziv, and Cheshvan is referred to by the name of Bull. There's no mention of Tishri or Av. And when we look in the Gemara, we see that the Gemara talks about the names of the months, mentions every single month in all the Gemaras, Rishana, Tanis, etc. And in the Mishnah, in Tanis, it refers to Cheshvan as Mar Cheshvan. And so to the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah. So, based on the Ramban, it seems that these names were Persian names to remind us of going out of Golos Bavel. So, firstly, we need to understand when we say Mavarech Nachedesh on the month of Av, why do we call it Menachem Av? Says the Orech HaShulchan. And he says like this with other Mefarshim. Hinei B'tshuvas. We find many Pesukim who call this month Menachem or Menachem Av. And he adds, B'shem the Ma'am Amotcha, that when we call out the month, we should call it Rosh Chodesh Av. He says we should call it Av. But what's the reason? It is Nir Leima, that the reason why we mention and call it Menachem Av is Mishum, when we remember the Churban of Beis HaMikdosh, which happened over 2,000 years ago, and we've not yet been redeemed, a person can come to depression. So this is our Nechama, that Shporuch is our father, it's a play on the words, and we're his children, like it says, Bonim Atim Nashem Rekechem, and therefore we call it Menachem Av. Dahainu that our Nechama is Rabbeinu Shem's our father, and Mamela we have full trust that the Rabbeinu Shem will bring a Yeshua. The Navi says the Lashon Kayam Hashem Tzvokis Tzema Revi V'Tzema Chamishi Yir Lebeis Yehuda V'Sosas and Simcha. So therefore we are reminding ourselves when we use that word Menachem Av, Menachem, as we'll come to that time when we'll have a complete Yeshua. The Baalei Tomah in the Yerushalmi says the reason why we call it Menachem is because Mashiach was called Menachem. In relation to Cheshvan, I saw a very interesting letter from the Beis HaMedrash of Trisk. And he says that people asked him, Rabbi Mshaelim, what's the reason why in Trisk, when it came to Birkas HaChodesh, they used the word Rom Cheshvan. Not Mar Cheshvan, Rom Cheshvan. So he says, really the name Mar Cheshvan is because the month of Cheshvan is after the Yomim Tovim. And in this month, there is no Yom Tov. Or he says it comes from the Pasuk, Hingoyim Kemar Midli, and the Lashon Mar is a term which is used for rain. So he says, what's the reason why we call it Rom Cheshma? He says, because the Rebbe of Trisk, his son, had spent 300 nights with Sufim in Tirant Aveda, and he became ill. And in the month of Cheshvan, through a Nes, he became better. So his father, the Magad HaKadosh of Trisk, said, from then on, we should make the bracha Rom. We should be mevarich in HaKadosh Rom Cheshvan, not Mar Cheshvan. Very interesting. But Lemaisa, according to what we've said so far, it comes out that the names of the month are Persian, and Chazal and people were introduced the idea of Menachem Av. And Mar Cheshvan, it seems like there also seems to be a sort of tama, a name, a reasoning why we chose that name. But then I ask myself the question, so Lahalacha, it makes a big difference, because obviously, number one, the Shluchit Tzibur, or Machr is the Reish Chodesh. But more importantly, when it comes to Ksubas and Gittin, how does it actually have to be written? I mean, you gave a good reason, it's very nice, you can say Menachem Av, it's beautiful, and there's a reason behind it, but, you know, it's written, if the month was known as Av, maybe the Getz and the Ksub is not kosher. Pesach Tshuva writes, that's an interesting point as well. So Pesach Tshuva writes that, what happens if in a Getz it's written the month of Menachem, instead of the month of Av? So he says, it's kosher b'di'evet. Why? He says, because everyone knows the month of Av is called Menachem. That's how we know it as. And therefore he says, so too is the halacha when it comes to Mar Cheshvan. If a person writes Cheshvan, it's kosher b'di'evet. He goes further and he brings B'Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, who wrote that when a person writes a ksuba, they should write the word Menachem Av. And that was the Anhoga of his father, the Stipler. But it seems to be clear that the main name for Cheshvan is Mar Cheshvan. We don't need a reason for it, because it's a name which came from Bovel. And actually, when you look up and do a bit of research, it's a very interesting thing, but basically in the places of Bovel, the way they refer to the eighth month, which Lemaisa, it is the eighth month, is Varach Shaman. And we basically, for some reason, have turned that to be the name, which maybe in Persia in the times before they called it Mar Cheshvan, and they changed it a little bit, but the idea of Marach is the idea of a month, and Shaman is the eighth. So Mar Cheshvan, you mix up the words together, you get Mar Cheshvan. But it seems clear from the Gemara that the month of Mar Cheshvan is not something new. That is always its original name. Av, however, Menachem Av, that's something new. That's because, we introduced this after the Churban Bais. And even, like I said, in the Gemara does not call it Menachem Av. It's Mishnichnas Av, Memat, and Besimcha. So we see clearly that Av is something which is unique. And that's why when it comes to Halacha, it's much more questionable whether we should use the word Av, or like we refer to it on Mevarach HaChodesh, Menachem Av. But there's obviously a very simple question which we need to ask ourselves. And that is, the Ramban is telling us a tremendous chiddush. That what? Throughout the years, since Yetzias Mitzrayim, we called the month Chodesh Rishon Sheni Shlishi. You know what? When they went up from Bavel, they've decided to change things. We now want to call our month Shmois, based on the Persian, because we went out from Kodesh Bavel. It's very nice to go along and think to yourself, you know what, there's a good reason to change things. We have a Torah. Every mitzvah is a mitzvah. The Torah says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem Reish Chodashim. Rishoyim. The Torah refers to it as HaChodesh Sheni and HaChodesh Shlishi. Can we just go along and decide to change things because it fits, you know, the world's changed a little bit. So hey, why not, let's change the name of the months. Where does this come from? If it's a mitzvah, I say in the Torah, you can't just change things because things have changed. I mean, our whole yisid of Yiddishkeit and Amunah is that the Torah doesn't change. And yet here the Ramban is telling us that after Golus Bavel, they decided we're going to change the names. How can that be? How can we change such names? So the Reben Chaviv, in Yaakov, in Megillah, writes as follows. He says, you have to understand that the mitzvah is not how we are understanding it, that the Torah was telling us the mitzvah is to always call Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, Chodesh Shlishi. That wasn't the mitzvah. The mitzvah was that if a person is coming to give the names of the month and counting them according to a count, you want to count the name of the month, then you have to understand you must always count from Nisan. So when we write Ksubas and Gittin, it's always based on the month of when Nisan starts as the first of the months, and whatever month it might be, we'll call it Chodesh Hashvi. So even if we want to call it Nisan Ayah, 7 Tamaz Avel, or whatever you want to call it, but when it comes to the actual order of the count, that is the mitzvah. That the order of the count should be based upon Nisan being the first. And Rabbi Yitzchak of Abanel slightly adapts it. He says that the main thing, again, very similar, in that you can call whatever name you like we see by Megillas Esther, but Lamaisa, as long as when we're referring to it as Chodesh Rishon, Chodesh Sheni, based on Nisan, that's okay. So it comes out according to the way they're interpreting the Ramban, is that because the mitzvah itself is just that when you want to call something first, second, and third in reference to the month, it should be going to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, that when you're doing that and you're mentioning the month, it always has to reflect that point. So if you decide to use a Persian name, fine. The Ibn Yosef writes that that's part of the problem when it comes to writing January, February, March, April, May, June, July. I remember people were very makpid as to how to write. And what was the Nakuda? Nakuda was that you shouldn't call it the second month. So if you're going to write the name, the date, at least write the 2nd of February, but don't write the 1st of the 2nd. Because the 2nd is, that's already changing the Yerach HaKadoshim, the idea of counting from Chodesh Rishon. So when you're reflecting on the idea of a month, our months are not...
You're not counting.
Yeah, but in the same idea, to change the names from, just like they changed the names in Persia, and they called it Nisan Iyar Sivan, you still can't go along and start the count from the month that we decide to, whether it's from the January or from Tishri, that we can't do. So that's what Rabbi Yosef writes.
Right, it's still a given.
If you would write, it's a very very interesting question, that if a person would write that, would it pass the ksuba l'chayre? It shouldn't. But I can't answer that yet. I've never yet experienced reading out a ksuba. I actually did have an experience when I read out a ksuba, and it said Marcheshvan, it was still Tishri. So that I have, and I can tell you that in the ksubas that I've been through, they say Marcheshvan and Menachem Av. But I've never yet seen if the person is Mashana in the Loshen of the ksuba, Pashas. And like I said, it's an interesting question to ask. Thank you. Yeah.
If you're going to announce the month, you're going to call it the Persian name. Why don't you say Zechid is right after that? Because the name. Otherwise, you're saying the month is wherever it is, but it doesn't go back to what the original idea was. So really, when you're saying the month, you should say whatever the month is. Let's say it's late.
Yeah, it's a very good question, that, and I would like to suggest to you for now, based on what you're asking, is that we do say Misha Asanisim Larisenu Vagali Som Avtis Lacheris. So we are in the actual Mavorach Nachodesh, reminding ourselves that the whole tachlis of the, when we mention the chodoshim, the name of the months, it is all to remind ourselves of Golus from Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is Bemis, the Yisrael of Klal, where the Klal Yisrael are born through Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that actually, that Mishos and Nisim is a reflection of that.
I appreciate it,
but
you don't actually say the word Zechis
as Shama, as you would say. Yeah, as you would say by... Yeah, absolutely. Which is a very, like I say, it's a interesting ha'ara that you're mentioning. Okay, so that brings me to that point, which is the whole idea of Mavarach Nachodesh. Because the truth is, it's when I said Mavarach, when I said on Shabbos Pereishis, Shabbos Mavarachin, we said the Mavarach Nachodesh, then I asked myself this question, well, where does Mavarach Nachodesh come from? It's not from the Pasuk HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Reish Chadashim. That Pasuk is a mitzvah for Kiddush HaChodesh. That was a mitzvah on Beis Din to be Mekadesh HaChodesh. So where does Mevorchin HaChodesh come from? Ever wondered? For years and years we've all been saying it. But we just take on, you know, that's part of davening, you know. So sorry?
It's in the Siddur.
It's in the Siddur, beautiful. So we just do it. Where in the world, where did it come from? That's why I asked myself the question, Mar Cheshvan. The same Mar Cheshvan. Beautiful. I didn't know it was called Mar Cheshvan. Well, I did. But I never ever was some lave to think, why? What does it mean, Mar Cheshvan? Well, we understand a little bit better now where the names of the months come from. But where does Mar Cheshvan come from? So it's very interesting. Mishnah Berurah writes in Siman Tov Yud Zayin, and he mentions the idea of remembering, knowing the month of the Chodesh. He says that the idea is for a person to remember Hilchas HaChodesh, which is, in those days, the woman never worked on her Chodesh. Obviously because they weren't mitzvah from the Chet HaEgel, don't need a kapara, therefore they didn't work, it was for them a Yom Tov. Also, if a person doesn't know when his Chodesh is, you come to Shul, right? You've planned your trip to leave straight after Shemna Esra, and you don't realize, hey, you know, but today's your Chodesh. But if you stood the Shabbos before, and he announced, today's your Chodesh, then you know, today's going to be your Chodesh, you know what you need to say in your davening. So that's why, you know, the Gabba claps says, in Yiddish, I always remember, sometimes I could didn't understand it. Klaptois in Yiddish, I mean, even though 99.9% of the people there never understood one word of what he was saying, this month is going to be, we still said it in Yiddish, because, you know, that's what they did in Europe, for Shteitzich. But the idea that a person should let everyone know the day of the month, where does it come from? It's very interesting. First thing to understand, the first time that we find Mavarach HaChodesh is in the Siddur of Rambam Goyin. So it was not before the Goyinim. Before the Goyinim, there was no such thing as Mavarach HaChodesh. And then they bring down, so what's the Makar? The Sefer of Sidurim Mayim Chaim, he brings down that there's Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, Omer Rabbi Yosi, Kegoyin Anan, I never ever davened Musaf, i.e. on Shabbos, before I knew what day was Rosh Chodesh. So from here, they want to learn a smach that a person needs to know exactly the day of the month. Thus Shaitan Yerushalmi. Doesn't really explain why, but that's what the Yerushalmi says. And the Maisa in Sefer Mayim Chaim, he has a taina on the lashon of the Yerushalmi. He says that raya is not really a raya, because what the Yerushalmi really means is referring to the actual Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. And I never daven Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. It's not going on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. It's going on the Shabbos. It's going on the actual day of Rosh Chodesh. That when a person comes to the day of Rosh Chodesh, he never came to Musaf without knowing that it was a Rosh Chodesh day in order to be able to daven properly. Sorry. You see what he said? He said Halal already. So his idea being, yeah, and he said Yahaviyava as well. So what he's bothered about is because in reality we also know there are months that we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Very interesting, right? Famous the Shulchan Aruch tells us. By the way, it's not Shulchan Aruch; it's the Ramah, and it's the Magen Avraham. Let's say when it comes to the month of Tishri, in Maskirin, we don't do Mavarach HaChodesh. Why not? So brought down, simple reason is because Avada Rosh Hashanah is it's not Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. So you're not going to stop in Maskirin, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. In addition, as a Remes state, Tiku b'chayde shayfa b'kese l'yayim chageinu, b'kese, it should be hidden, and therefore, Rambam morach in achaydesh. It comes to the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah says, before Rish Chodesh Av, in Maskirin Rish Chodesh. Very interesting. This is the Motcha, who brings the Tosis in Shabbos, that says on Rish Chodesh Av, what Maskirin Rish Chodesh and about it we are, but he says the reason is because it's a Mochon Peronis. Since it's a time of punishment, we don't want to start mentioning, hey guys, you should know that we've got a time of punishment. We don't want to mention that. Pieces of evidence, we don't do that. And in the Ramah says the Lashon V'yesh Oim She'ein Oimim Avarachmim Kishem Avarach and Achedish. That's, by the way, the only Mokarim Be'etzim in Shulchan Arach, where we have that a person is Mavarachin Esachedish, and the idea that one Mavarachin Esachedish comes from that Lashon of the Ramah. But when it comes to actually being Mavarach and Esachedish, it's important to know that we always stand. Says the Sefer Yireim, why do we stand? He says, because Lamaisa, it's a dogma of Kiddush Achedish. So like by Kiddush HaChodesh, the Beis Din had to stand Muhammad and be Mekadesh as a Chodesh, and everyone answered, the Klal Yisrael were also in them, and they said it's Mekadesh. Therefore, so too when it comes to Mavarach and HaChodesh, we say Muhammad. And Lemaisa, the Lashon that's used, is very interesting because the Nusach of the Svadim and the Nusach Ashkenaz is slightly different when it comes to the Hirotzein. And part of that is due to the fact they say it's a Tfilis Rav in the Nusach Svad. And that's because in Shabbos Kedesh, we know the person's not supposed to make a Bakosha. So Be'em is the whole idea of Mavarach and Achedish. Be'em is very interesting because if on Shabbos we're not supposed to ask for Bakoshes, so then what is this holy Yehiratzen? I know if I wanted to, I could make it more complicated for those who even making tefillahs or tehillim on Shabbos Kedesh is bechal not poshut, because we're not allowed to make Bakoshes unless it's a great tzara for Klal Yisrael. So
in the Gemara Brachos, isn't that Yehiratzen?
You could be very correct in that. Like I say, Rav Amram Goyen I recognize what you're saying, the Gemara and Brachas, and maybe that was part of where they sort of extrapolated from the Gemara a nice form of being Mavarach and Sachedish with that type of Yehiratzin. But again, it still doesn't necessarily explain in its own right where Mavarach and Sachedish came from. And what we're saying over here is that Be'etzem, the whole idea of Mavarach and Achedish, the only source, the only reason that we have to be Mavarach and Achedish is because of this Yerushalmi, and even this Yerushalmi is very, very schwer. So I guess the point which I want to bring out is, you know, here we are, we do daven whatever's in the Siddur, but we don't actually realize that not necessarily with these things, before the times of the Goyim, we don't have a Makor Bechlal from Mavarach and Achedish. And therefore, so that's why the Nusach Svad is there to Tfilas Rav.
We all dump together.
Okay, so that's the idea. That means that's Tlosh and Tfilas Rav. That's exactly what I understood always. Maybe there was another explanation. For those of you who daven Nusach Svad, maybe there's another explanation. But I understood it. That's the Makud, it's a Tfilas of a Rabbin. It's not Be'etzem, personal Bazendak Bakasha. Sorry? Right. Lemaisa, yeah. In the end, what I want to say to you is that, you know, when we look at the names of the months, we also know, I don't have time to go further with what I wanted to actually talk about, which was the final part, which was the idea of the mazalus, which are also reflected within the names, which are, whether they were reflected in the names of the months or not, you could go through that, but it's very interesting, you know, we talk about mazal. And the reason why I mention Mazel is because Be'em is the whole idea of the Parsha Sefer Bereishis is, you know, Avraham Avinu, the idea that he was a Tzeiman Tzigunus Shaloi, that he had the sign in Shemayim that he couldn't have children. There's one point which I wanted to bring out, is that with, forget the machlokes of Yesh Mazal Yisrael, Ein Mazal Yisrael, the Gemara, there's a very interesting thing, that when it comes to this, Mazal there is for sure is, and we could have another shiur for Mazal, but when it comes to the Koyach HaMazal of the actual month, that we see clearly a person can maneuver his way around the koyach of that mazel. So therefore, when it comes to Mar Cheshvan, even though Avada, it is, the mazel of Cheshvan wasn't, we know the Mabel took place according to the Shitta of Eliezer, the mazel, Mar Cheshvan is not as, it's a Zman which comes after Yom Yunei Raim, Yomim Tovim, and we don't have that same Hashbar that we've been experiencing through the last of, since Chodesh Tishri. So, but if a person understands that, he understands, a person has to be careful. Just like the Gemara says, you know, in Av, don't have a base, don't go to have a lawsuit with a guy. A person has to be aware, be careful. It comes to Mar Cheshvan, a person has to be more the say-so, a person has to be able to recognize that it doesn't have the best of Ashbar, and therefore a person has the koyach, as the Gemara says, a person says, who someone who learns by night, it grates grish tzuchusim. So it's true that Mar Cheshvan is a time when the Ashbar is not as great, but on the other side, it's also the time when the nights begin to become long. It's part of the reason why Adam Marishan thought the world was coming to an end, and therefore we can use the Leilois to be Isaac Batei, and Bez Hashem, we can utilize the month in the way the best that it can help us and be zeicher to only bracha and atzlacha.